Time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're studying the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 6. We're going to begin reading with verse 9 and read down through to the 13th. We're going to read all the way to the end of the chapter. We're going to begin with chapter 6, Genesis chapter 6, and we'll begin with the 9th verse and read to the end of the chapter. Please that you open your Bibles, and while you're doing that, so that you can follow along, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And you could visit us at our website, if you would like, at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Thank you for this opportunity to study God's Word together. Please that you will show us, and Lord, you'll it's just wonderful to enjoy studying God's Word. Please today that you listen carefully. And let's begin now reading Genesis chapter 6, and we're going to begin reading with the 9th verse. These are generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, breadth of it 50 cubits, height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. The door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. Behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come unto the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee, to keep them alive. Take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Let's begin with prayer after the reading of God's Word. Father, thank you that we can have it. It's just a joy again that we can be together, and I praise you for that opportunity, Lord. Now, you would please, Lord, guide and lead us and direct us in your way and will, that we may learn carefully, Father, and prayerfully, just exactly what you have us to see and to hear and to know in your precious Word. So please, Lord, open our eyes, open our ears, and open our heart to your way and will, that we may not only be a child of God come by faith, but also, Lord, that we will be a faithful child and one that is in service to you. Please, Lord, guide and lead us now. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look at these verses of Scripture, we find that this man Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And we find the generations of Noah. We find that Noah walked with God. Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And we look at the condition of the earth. It's a sad, sad condition that the earth has found itself. We spent a couple weeks talking about how that bad men, when they're bad, is one thing, but when bad men are put into leadership and are put into place of honor, the bad gets worse. So much at such a faster pace. And that's exactly what we're experiencing today, because we have many people today that are very wicked men that are in places of power and position. We have men that are put in places of honor that should not be there, but they are, and they're praised and they're lifted up, even though they're very wicked men. And we find that the world itself is very, very wicked. And there was the same thing here in Noah's day. And it got to the place where we find some statements here. The earth was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence, the 11th verse tells us. It's so sad as we look at this world and the shape it had gotten itself in. But we find that there was one man, and that man was Noah, that was left, and he walked with God. He lived with God. He communed with God. And it's wonderful. He desired to do God's will, as we've discussed last time we were together. And it's so important that we desire to do God's will and not to be religious. Today, we have many folks that are very, very religious, and they work very hard. And yet, I say very kindly that most people today that attend church have no idea what God's Word has to say. And if you don't have any idea what God's Word is and what it says, you're going on something that you were taught through the years. Maybe it's something some man has taught you, but you've never really went into the Word of God to study it, to see its truths. And I ask you, I beg you, that you listen carefully today, and we find that you maybe do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior at all. And if you don't, you don't know the Son, you can't know the Father, and you don't even know the author then of this book. And so how can you begin to understand what God has in store for you? Please look very carefully as we study this time now and enjoy it. Now, we're going to begin with the 9th verse, and it says, "These are generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation." And as we find, as we've already said, Noah walked with God, and Noah begat 3 sons, Ham, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. We look through these verses of Scripture, and we look and find that the earth is violent, is corrupt, and the earth was filled with violence. Now, as we've talked before, the condition of the world. Now, let's see what makes a difference here with Noah. And we're going to begin in some New Testament verses, and I'd like to take you to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to begin with read the 7th verse. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. And as you, if you know the Word of God at all, why this is kind of called the faith chapter, by faith. And you know, we have by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death in the 5th verse. And we have in this same wonderful section of Scripture, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated. And now we find that in verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet. Let's look back to the first verse here of Hebrews, of the 11th chapter. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. How did Noah know to build an ark? It was by the Word of God. Had he seen an ark or a ship or a vessel of like manner? No. Had he even seen a large body of water? I don't believe so. We know it had never rained at this point in time. And so we have no reason to believe that he had any idea what he was doing. He walked by faith. And today, in order to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you must come by faith. Oh, once you trust by faith in the Lord Jesus, the Lord shows you so clearly and so often that he is real. His Word confirms it. It's wonderful to walk with the Lord Jesus. But that first step is a step by faith. And you need to come by faith today, confessing your sin. Noah had to take a step of faith because he had not seen what was to come. He had not seen the vessel that he was to build. And yet by faith Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. And we need to look at that just like today. You know, we're saved by faith. We need to believe God. We need to believe His Word. You know, I love the verses of Scripture. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, 28. We need to come unto Him. Noah was a righteous man. Noah was a saved man. But this world, this old world as they knew it at that day, was going to face God's judgment. And when that judgment was coming, what was to come was that it was all going to be, the whole earth was going to be surrounded in water. Even the highest mountain had water above it. There was no flesh that could be saved. No one could be saved because the whole earth was covered except for those in the ark. And I love that verse of Scripture that it says, come. And I'm going to jump clear over, and we're going to, I don't know if we'll get that far tonight or today, and I'm sure we won't, but in Genesis chapter 7, the Lord said unto Noah, come. Come thou and all thy house into the ark. He invited them to come. And I need to invite you today to come unto the Lord Jesus, because it's all by faith. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We have some other verses of Scripture here that I want to show you and have you listen to, and then we'll continue the study here on Noah. But Romans chapter 10, and some very familiar verses of Scripture to those that study God's Word, and maybe they're not. You know, sometimes people study the Word of God or read the Word of God, and they miss these beautiful verses. Romans chapter 10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. On to verse 11. The Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It comes back to one thing, and that's God's Word. Do we believe God's Word? Noah did, and I hope that you do. Whosoever shall come into the ark shall be saved from destruction. Whosoever shall come to the Lord Jesus Christ today shall be saved from destruction. You know, people through the ages have rejected the Word of God, and maybe you're one of them. Some people just reject parts of the Bible, and they believe that parts are inspired and parts are not, and some apply to today and some were of importance in an earlier day but not now. The Word of God that we have from Genesis to Revelation is God's Word. It's God's living Word, and it applies today, every word. And I love the book of Genesis. If you've been on this study for any period of time, you have seen that I have shown you the Lord Jesus Christ several times. And we have such a beautiful picture, once again, of the Lord Jesus in this ark. And I'm going to show you that, because the saving of Noah's family in the ark is a picture of the saving of me in Jesus Christ by coming by faith. Noah moved by faith. We just read that back in Hebrews. The people down through the ages do not want to listen and do not want to accept that this word is true. Well, as you look to God's Word, I hope that you do not reject any of it. Areas that are rejected is the book of Genesis, the book of Jonah, and the book of Hebrews. Now, many folks, they reject those books. They don't spend any time studying them. They don't see the reason for it. They say this Genesis is just strictly history. No, my friend, this book of Genesis is the picture, a beautiful picture book of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that you see that through this study that we're enjoying today. And I hope that you do not reject in any way the Word of God. And the reason people despise the book of Jonah, book of Genesis, is because it gives the beginning, it gives the fall, and it gives the plan of redemption early. It also says what happens to man when they're wicked. And I tell you what, this book is so clear, this book of Genesis. and I hope that you do not desire that it's not true. It is. It's God's inspired word. The book of Jonah is so clear that the Lord Jesus is 3 days and three nights in the grave, as Jonah was in the whale 3 days and three nights. The book of Hebrews, the reason the devil hates it so much and men despise it and won't study it or say it's too difficult is because it links up with the book of Leviticus, and it speaks so clearly of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. And so the book of Genesis, the book of Jonah, and the book of Hebrews are three books that the devil loves us to say we don't believe, or just wants to keep us out of it so we don't study it. All these things are trying to do, and he's very successful at it. And so if you've never studied the book of Genesis, he's accomplished that. If you've never studied the book of Hebrews because you believe it's too difficult, well, it was too difficult because you don't understand the beginning of the books of Moses. Because if you go to Genesis and Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, you look at those books, you'll see very carefully that the book of Hebrews takes those, and mostly out of Leviticus, and helps us understand exactly the offerings and the sacrifices, and that it too was a picture of Jesus and his precious blood. Don't reject any of the books. Salvation comes by God's plan. Salvation is coming to Noah and his family by God's plan. Noah just didn't look up one day and decide that this old world is so wicked and such a mess, I think it's going to rain. I think we need to build a boat here. We need to build a big ship. And why don't we just go ahead and load all the animals up, because I don't know what's going to happen here. That wasn't the case at all. And you need to see that. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, the perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. Verse 9. Verse 8. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Only because of his salvation experience, Noah came by faith to the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that, he now has an opportunity to avoid this judgment. And that's the reason that I believe that, yes, there is much wickedness here upon earth, but before judgment started, Noah and his family was taken out of this world. And I think before judgment begins and the wickedness becomes such a level that we're going to be raptured out of this world. Some people are pre-tribulationist, some are mid, some are post. When you get into the book of Revelation, I am in a pre-tribulationist. I believe that we will be taken out prior to the tribulation starting. Some believe because there is quite a level of wickedness underway before Noah is taken up and raised up and the wicked are destroyed, that it comes to a mid-tribulation period. And I stand with the belief and the teaching that I am a pre-tribulationist. I don't think we're going to face any of that horrible time. I think the Holy Spirit will be taken out of here, and the Holy Spirit is within our hearts, and we will be gone, and the Holy Spirit will come down upon people as he did in the Old Testament during the tribulation period. It's so important that you see we're saved by grace. And we're so important for you to see that we can avoid the judgment of this world if we come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. We may die, but our soul immediately goes into the presence of the Lord. We do not have to face a time that we go into a place of limbo, a place of purgatory, as some believe. A place that we have to go to a place and then you pray him up and get him up there. Oh, my friend, please, will you go to the Word of God and get out of those other books? We're spending so much time in the other books that nobody has time to spend in God's Word. And so when you're not in God's Word, then the Spirit of God cannot lead you. If you are a child of God, please look to the Word of God and enjoy God's Word. Spend time in it to know the truth. It's so important that you did that. That you do that. Noah trusted in the Lord. Noah did not just think there's going to be a day coming and I need to do something about it. You know, it had never rained. Do you realize that? It had never rained. And as we look through these verses of Scripture, Noah had no part in the building of this ark. It was all God's way and all God's plan. Now, let's just slip down through these verses of Scripture here. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark. Shall pitch it within and without with pitch. This is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth 50 cubits, the height 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. The door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. Lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. The directions, the construction, the building, everything is taken care of by the Lord. Nothing is left up to Noah. He is to take care of the physical work, but none of the plans, none of the time schedule, none of that was of the doing of Noah. It was all of God's doing. Noah did the building. Remember back when we have an offering that was brought by Abel. Remember, he brought that offering. He had raised the offering. He brought the offering. But it was by God's plan and God's way. It's saying the similar here, much like it here. Noah did the work of building the ark. And we have the years in verse 3. Genesis chapter 6 verse 3, the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be numbered 120 years. And so there's a limit to the time. Noah listened. Noah paid attention to God's word. And he had the directions, all God's plan, all God's way. Adam, he got the coats of skin placed on him. Abel, he brought a sacrifice, and God was pleased with his offering and sacrifice. Adam, his fig leaves were rejected. Cain's offering was rejected, yet Abel's was accepted. We need to look at it the same way. Noah, if he would have decided to build this ark his way, God would not have been pleased. Judgment would have come upon Noah. But Noah listened to the word of God. And he built something so strange and so odd that he'd never seen before, had no idea what its purpose was or what he was going to do with it, and yet he was told to do it, and he did, by faith. And it's the same way in this old world today when someone says, will you please confess your sin and come by faith to Jesus Christ? You say, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. How can I just do that, something so simple? And how can I have my sins forgiven? And how can I be saved? Well, the Holy Spirit's convicting your heart. And if so, you need to confess your sin and you need to come by faith to Jesus Christ. God has a plan, and God has a way. The coats of skin, not the fig leaves. The sacrifice Abel brought, because remember, it was God's plan, and it included the blood. Cain's didn't. Cain did it his way, and it was rejected. I hope you're not trying to do it your way today. And I'm glad Noah didn't try to do it his way. He came by faith. And he did it. He was a just man. He listened unto God. He's told here that God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. The earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And then he gives him the plan. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. You know, this is a wonderful scripture. Faith. Noah's about to get to work to do something. But it's not his own doing, and I don't want you to miss that. And it's the same way with my salvation. I'm busy at work serving the Lord. And I love serving the Lord. But I'm not doing it for my salvation. I'm doing it God's way. I came by faith to the Lord Jesus and was saved. And now I'm at work. Noah came by faith to the Lord Jesus. Prior to his coming, Noah believed in a Messiah that was coming. And God gave him directions that he may be saved through this time. And he took those instructions and those directions. He took that engineer's drawing that he received from the Lord, and he followed it to the letter. And he built him a mighty ship. One according to even men of the sea today say that it was a perfect design. It was made for safety. That thing couldn't have sunk if it wanted to. But we know it wasn't going to. And I'm going to remind you once again, look at the words in chapter 7, verse 1. The Lord said unto Noah, come. Where do you think the Lord was? Oh, there's people trying to figure out how he fed the animals and how he took care of everything and how he knew what to do and when to do it. The Lord was in there with him, protecting him. This work, it's wonderful scripture. Always the scripture, each time, speaks first of judgment and then of a plan to escape judgment. Now, God plans, but man doesn't. Please that you look carefully, that you don't plan how you think you ought to be saved. Noah didn't. Enoch didn't. Adam tried. Cain tried. Abel knew what to do. We have many examples. Which one are you going to pay attention to? Judgment's coming. We have the dimensions of this wonderful ship. And those dimensions are 450 feet by 75 feet by 45 feet. 150 by 75 by 45. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. Cubits about 18 inches. The breadth of it, 50 cubits. And the height, 30 cubits. 450 feet long. 75 feet wide. And 45 feet high. What a vessel. God's plan. Make me an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and thou shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Noah had the perfect dimensions. He knew exactly what he was doing here. Much like the tabernacle when we get on into the day of Moses, and when he received the plans to the tabernacle. We're not given the specifics, we're just given the general statement. We'd try to build one if we did. And here it's the same way. We know that it was built perfectly according to God's specifications. But we are given some of the general things, and one is the length, width, and height. 450, 75 by 45. And we're said what wood it's made of. It's made from gopher wood. And we're going to enjoy that, looking at what that has. But we do know that this vessel is very seaworthy. Noah had no idea what he was building, nor how to build it, except to walk by faith and continue to listen to the Word of God. I hope that you listen to the Word of God. Don't listen to man. Man that in Noah's day were all destroyed because they had their way and their plan. What is your thought today? Is your thought that, well, I don't really believe the Word of God? Then you have no hope of salvation. Because salvation can only be found in God's Word. Please that you call on Him today. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ today and be saved. We've enjoyed studying these wonderful words of Scripture today, looking from verse to verse, and we'll continue to do the next time we come together the same. Please, don't do it your way. Do it God's way. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?